T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marty Griffin, County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. I didn't get to hear much of it, but I wanted to comment on your earlier comments about the governor's budget proposal.
Worst time in American history to ask for a tax increase. The worst.
Well, let me say this. First of all, I think he's messaged, if the message is wrong, we'll see it in a few minutes, but it's a tax shift.
Oh.
What he is doing, if I understand rightly, is going to be a big tax break to people with the lower income scale and have people at the top end maybe pay their fair share. And the reason I say that is right now in our state, you pay the same rate if you're making minimum wage as the person making $10 million a year. And something is wrong with that. And I think what the governor is saying is he's going to try to correct that.
So you have to translate for him, because he's saying, if I read it correctly, big tax increases. I mean, it's right here, from 3.07% to 4.49%. Be honest with me, Fitz. You cannot, he will not, I don't care what the hell he says, he cannot get a tax increase right now. There's no way. How will you expect Republicans?
Well, he has a hostile, he doesn't have the party in power that he represents. So the other party is probably going to block this. You're probably right. But the interesting thing about this is the people who represent some of the poorest areas of this state, if they vote no on this, are basically going to be voting no for a tax cut for the poor residents that live in their community.
Okay, and I'll give you, hold on, but let's talk about taxes here. So he wants to raise taxes to give to failing schools in Pittsburgh, where 65% of the teachers don't even live in the damn city, and send their kids to suburban schools that are teaching face-to-face today. It's a joke, man. Hey, they won't go to work until they both have vaccines. They're blowing up an entire year of school. There are thousands of Pittsburgh kids who have not communicated with their teacher since March, and the governor wants to throw money at that? You think that's a good idea, sir?
I think what the governor is saying, and again, what we talk about all the time, is the haves and the have-nots.
You're not going to answer me about the schools. He wants to throw the
I'll
money at the schools.
No, because what I'm saying is you need to invest in education. If you want to give opportunities.
In Pittsburgh.
Now, your argument about Pittsburgh, that's a whole separate argument.
No,
he's
it's real, man.
About Pittsburgh.
They have a
he's
$650 million.
He's talking about all 500 school districts in the Commonwealth.
I'm talking about
you
the people that listen.
Pittsburgh,
I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about the people that listen to this show are going to be asked to spend more money on one of the worst districts in the state. By the numbers, sir.
Many of the folks listening to the show will get a tax cut.
Mm.
So that's my point, is it's a tax shift. Maybe it hasn't come out properly, or maybe we're going to find this out and when he gives his address in a few minutes. But the point is, both at the national level and at the state level, what we have been doing for the last really 4 decades has been cutting taxes for the wealthiest in the country.
I get that
and
argument.
Not giving the break to the working people of this country.
I get it.
Now,
but hold on. The headline says the vast majority of the money going to education in our public school system here. Check this out. The 3 districts, Fitz, where people, the teachers won't go to school right now: Pittsburgh Public Schools, Wilkinsburg, and Woodland Hills. So they're punishing the very poor families that you say this governor wants to help. If he wants to help, tell those damn teachers to get the hell back in the classroom and teach those kids that haven't checked in since last March, sir. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
My guess is, and again, these are 2 separate items, but I get that they're together right now because of COVID. And I agree with you. I think we need to get those kids back into school. But we also know that as a state, we fund education much more at the local level, which means the richer school districts can afford certain things. The poor districts cannot. They don't have the tax base.
Mount Lebanon spends...
And what he's saying is the state should provide more money.
Lebanon spends about $14,000 per student. Pittsburgh spends about $26,000 per student. Just saying. It ain't working,
No,
man.
You're right. It's not a money thing all
the
time.
Well, you just said it was a money thing.
I agree. And Pittsburgh is not a poor school district. Let's be honest about it.
Right.
The tax base in the city of Pittsburgh right now continues to grow with all the development, with all the tech people coming in. The tax base is growing. So, no, I wouldn't compare Pittsburgh school district to maybe some of the other ones you're talking about, including some of the rural ones that are outside of our county. So, you know, we're talking about, I think it's a good discussion to have,
yeah.
My point is. So I think,
again,
the haves and have-nots gap continues to grow in this country. We're not going
to
solve it.
He's adding $3 billion to the budget. Is that a shift, man? You're taking money from...
We'll look at all the details. Some of it are coming out, and they're mentioning, you know, going to 4.5. And again, I don't think it's 4.5 for everybody. It's just for people at the high end. But again, I think we need to at least look at it and not just call it a tax increase. It's a tax shift.
Hey, so. Your guy, Jay Costin, I love him. I love both of you guys.
Yep.
You deliver. He agrees with me, and so do you, that there should be a central registration system for this vaccine. You got folks going insane, and you know this because you're so in touch, just trying to get a damn appointment to get a vaccine. If you think people are going to listen to the governor ask for more taxes, he needs to listen to us and have a central registration system for folks who need a vaccine, sir. He just does. It's ignorant.
That would simplify so many things. You're 100% right. We I agree.
Why won't he listen to you?
I think they're trying to do that.
You think
We're making the case. We're making the case.
It's obnoxious.
How quickly it could be done, we'll see. But
a team at CMU would do it in a week.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
We could hire CMU, Pitt, Duquesne, Apple, Google.
No one has.
Don't disagree.
I'm sorry if I'm frustrated today, but you're my man.
No, we're all frustrated. We got to get these vaccines into people's arms, and that will do more for the economy than all these other things that we've been talking about.
All right, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.
We had to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.